Good morning to you from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Aki. Thanks for checking in. Here's a look at what's happening right now in the news. President Obama is going to address both houses of Congress tonight. His challenge is to persuade lawmakers and the nation that his plan to turn the economy is going to work. He'll also discuss the housing crisis and how he wants to cut the deficit in half in just 4 years. CNN.com Live and Facebook will have special coverage of the president's address throughout the day. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal will deliver the Republican response. He is a rising star in the GOP, and he's often mentioned as a possible presidential candidate. In fact, some observers are saying that tonight could be Jindal's coming out party. Good news for drivers. The price for a gallon of gas is down for the 10th straight day. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded is now $1.90. 9 states and Washington, D.C. report regular gas prices of $2 or more. Listen to this. American Express has come up with a new way of cutting its losses. They're now paying cardholders to close their accounts. The company is offering $300 to certain credit card customers who pay off their balances and close the account. Eligible cardholders have until the end of this month to accept the offer, and they have to close the account in March or April. And don't forget, everybody, it is Fat Tuesday in New Orleans, the final day of Mardi Gras. You're looking at the Zulu parade that kicked off earlier this morning. It's the oldest African-American parade. And this year, it featured a familiar face from CNN, Soledad O'Brien. She was Mrs. Big Stuff. That's followed by Rex, which is the last parade of Mardi Gras, and that'll happen later today. That's a quick look at your headlines. Please stick with us here at CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. We're going to continue to update you right here throughout the day.